What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And before we go any further, I do have an announcement to make about hour number three. Hour number three is going to be a replay from an earlier show. I have to take Claire to the doctors. We're finally going to get the full results from the MRI on her back injury, which, I mean, if you think about it, this is November. She injured her back all the way back in January, and it's just taken this long for the medical industrial complex to get caught up this far. Now, we already do know that her vertebra that was broken has fused, and we'll get the other fine detail about what she can and cannot do this afternoon. So I have to take the third hour of the show off, and there will be a repeat, and I'm going to ask you to sit through that repeat so that you are here for John Stedmiller's show, because I'm sure he's going to have a lot of stuff to add about what's going on. Okay, Fox News is reporting that Trump has come out with an announcement saying there are going to be some more shakeups at the White House and within the administration. And as I mentioned before, the station identification, Rod Rosenstein has now ended his meeting at the White House and left, but they're not saying what the meeting was about. They are not saying that he has been let go. So I don't know what's going on, but if he has not been fired, then yeah, Trump has been compromised. Okay, let's take a phone call from James in Charlotte. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's out your mind? What's on your mind today?
Yeah, hello, Mike. Big surprise for you. I actually have some optimistic news, some good news that here in North Carolina, we voted in Proposition 4, which was the constitutional amendment for a voter photo ID requirement.
Good.
And yeah, that I was looking at some states. It is, this was incidentally a constitutional amendment, and you know, I'm not sure that it will be, but I really almost hope that it'll be challenged in court by some of the various groups, you know, that are obviously opposed to it. It was thought, it was put on the ballot by the legislature. It was one of two ways that the Constitution can be amended. It was voted by a 60% majority in the legislature, and the Democrats fought it tooth and nail.
Oh, of course.
But, fortunately, we did have a heavy majority of Republicans in the legislature that did get it put on the ballot.
Well, that's definitely good news, and that's something else that Trump needs to do in the next 2 years is work for a national voter ID requirement. Because, again, you've got that Project Veritas video down in Texas where a voting official who should know better is out there saying, sure, we got tons of non-citizens voting. Bring them on in. We'll get them to vote. And, Trump is paying the price for his inactivity on these issues. He lost the House of Representatives, and he's going to have a gridlocked Congress for the next 2 years. And the House of Representatives, they're going to be forming up all these committees that are going to be executing lawfare against the White House with endless subpoenas and requests for information. And they're going to be digging for any dirt they can find. And they're talking impeachment, not just of Trump, but of Brett Kavanaugh. They don't have grounds to impeach. Yeah. You can't impeach somebody just because you don't like them. There has to be a high crime and misdemeanor. And Mueller's found nothing. And by the way, speaking of which, we're just now getting word, the upshot of Rod Rosenstein's meeting at the White House is he is no longer overseeing the Mueller probe. He has been taken off of it. He still has his job, which I don't agree with, but he's definitely no longer in charge of that probe.
Yeah, Well, has he put his acting attorney general in charge?
Yeah, the acting attorney general, who is, let's see, I got it scrolling down here.
I heard his name, but I don't recall it.
Yeah, let's see. Okay, Matthew Whitaker. And he's a lawyer, Republican politician. He's former chief of staff to Sessions, and he's now the acting director of the Department of Justice.
Well,
and I guess he's now in charge of the Mueller probe because Rod Rosenstein is off of that now.
Yeah, well, I guess now that Sessions gone, he can go and take naps permanently. That's all he's been doing, I think.
No, he's been working very hard to try and keep the lid on stuff the Department of Justice should be looking at. I mean, when Sessions, let's be honest, he didn't resign, he was fired. White House Chief of Staff Kelly asked him for a letter of resignation, and Sessions basically turned it over. That really amounts to being fired. They're trying to make it look polite. And Sessions apparently wrote out a letter of resignation with his list of accomplishments, which must have been a very, very short list because Hillary Clinton is still not in jail. They still have not investigated whether she was selling U.S. secrets using her email server. They still not have investigated the Uranium One deal. They didn't investigate the Clinton Foundation. I think Jeff Sessions' list of accomplishments could be written on a Post-it note.
Yeah, with room left over. Well, yeah. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. We're going to do a shout-out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Okay, right now, speaking of the Mueller investigation, voters nationwide, according to NBC News, they're tired of the Mueller investigation. More voters disapprove of continuing the investigation than they approve. And this is according to NBC News, which probably was trying to bias the poll, and they still couldn't come up with the numbers that they wanted. And Americans are realizing this is a witch hunt against Donald Trump led by 17 angry Democrats who still have not gotten over 2016 here. Now, as I mentioned before, Nancy Pelosi is already out there. She's gunning for that speakership. She's convinced she's going to get it. There may be a surprise upset, but we'll see what happens there. And she's there. The House of Representatives, they're going to be Trump's adversaries. They're going to go after him. They're going to be forming all these committees. They're going to be issuing subpoenas and just bury the White House in requests for documentation. And Donald Trump is coming back saying, you know, two can play that game because he still has the Senate. The Senate gained 5 seats for Republicans. And Trump is saying, yeah, we can start all the probes from the Senate looking into things that the Democrats have been doing. And like I said, it's time to go after Hillary Clinton. You want to destroy the Democrats' brand for 2020, you start looking at that email server. You start looking at Uranium One. You start looking at the Clinton Foundation. I don't understand why Trump is tiptoeing. Anyway, back down in Texas, despite the massive illegals who were voting with the encouragement of that Texas voting official, Ted Cruz won his Senate seat back, and they're having a meltdown over Beto O'Rourke. And they're just out there screaming and crying, and, oh, my goodness, how could Beto lose? Well, because more people voted for the other guy here. Florida Senate race is heading into a recount. Apparently, it was close enough, less than 0.5%, which is the margin threshold that automatically triggers a recount under Florida law. Now, Rick Scott, as of the last count, was up about 35,000 votes over Democratic incumbent Senator Bill Nelson. The last word I heard is that he may have actually wound up losing after all. But again, they're still recounting. A lot of these races are still being counted. You know, where's the advantage of the electronic machines? They were supposed to give us accurate, reliable results instantaneously, and they do not for all that money. And by the way, there's nothing in the Constitution that says we have to know the results of an election that very night. Obviously, when this country was first started and they were holding elections, it could be weeks before the outcome of the elections were known, especially at the national level. Now, Obama campaigned against Trump in Indiana, Florida, and Georgia, and the Democrats lost all those states. And by the way, Donald Trump is already out there saying that the Republicans who lost yesterday are the ones who tried to distance themselves from him. Over in Nevada, based on partial returns, the heavily Republican district in Nevada, in District 36, won against the Democrat Licia Romanoff. And apparently Dennis Hoff was the victor. He's the owner of a brothel, which is legal in Nevada. And he's also dead. He died during the campaign. And apparently the Nevada voters just didn't want a Democrat under any circumstances. So District 36 is now represented by a dead guy. And I know, yes, they'll appoint a replacement for him here. Over in Georgia, Democratic candidate Stacey Abrams has refused to concede the Georgia governor's race to Republican candidate Brian Kemp, saying it's too close to call and that there may have to be a runoff in December. And all these issues are basically reminding us our voting system is not accurate. It's not reliable. It's not trustworthy. Down in Florida, DeSantis wins the governor's race. Gillum has conceded. This was one of the most closely watched races of 2018. And Gillum was supposed to become the first black governor in Florida's history. And the voters said, no, we're going to go with Andrew Gillum. I'm sorry, we're going to go with DeSantis, rather. Now, getting on back to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez up in New York, and of course, she was the big surprise during the primaries when she beat the incumbent, and she's, you know, clearly Democratic. She calls herself a Democratic socialist. She's a hardline socialist. She doesn't like to use that word because she realizes it's poison with the voters. And she campaigned on making all kinds of promises Democrats like to make. We're going to give you free stuff. Couldn't explain how she was going to pay for any of it. But she still won. And she actually is poised to be a serious challenge to Nancy Pelosi as the new face of the Democratic Party. She may throw her hat in the ring to be the new Speaker of the House. Everybody likes her. I mean, she's personable. She's a good salesperson, no question. Over in Michigan, they voted to pass legal recreational marijuana. And over on The Late Show, host Stephen Colbert was just ecstatic on the Democrats retaking control of the House. Oh, they can open investigations into the president. There have been investigations into the president up the yin-yang for 2 years now. They have found absolutely nothing. And as far as what happened down in Texas, Stephen Colbert actually said that simply by not being Ted Cruz, Beto is still a winner. No, Stephen, he's not. He lost. let's just say what actually happened. He lost the election. Despite the massive amounts of non-citizens voting, as documented by Project Veritas. All righty, the FBI has now finished its investigation into Michael Flynn, the former national security advisor. They were looking into phone calls that were intercepted between Flynn and the Russian ambassador to the U.S., and they, FBI is admitting, they found no evidence of wrongdoing. Now, this was part of the wider probe into Russia's interference in the presidential election of 2016 and hacking of the Democratic National Committee, which we all know wasn't a hack. It was a leak that has been proven by the metadata on the files that were given to WikiLeaks. I think Trump ought to offer Michael Flynn his job back or some kind of a job at the same level. This man has been seriously, seriously wronged. And I think Trump, if he's actually going to regain control of the Department of Justice, they need to look into that that leak of the Democratic National Committee and come on out and say it was an internal leak. It was not a Russian hack. It was an internal leak, probably by Seth Rich, because the leaks stopped when he got murdered. Now, over the weekend, the Senate Judiciary Committee released a 414-page report detailing the allegations made against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh during the confirmation process. And the report found that all of the accusations failed to include any evidence or merit. But they do document that porn lawyer Michael Avenatti and his client Julie Swetnick criminally conspired to wreck Kavanaugh's nomination. Now, Swetnick has since come on out and said, yeah, she just made it all up. She wanted her 15 minutes of fame. These people should be prosecuted. NBC had a story that showed that Avenatti may have fabricated allegations by yet another declarant. He lied. These people need to go to jail. Anyway, as so many people have already commented on the phone lines, and it's all over the media, earlier today, White House Chief of Staff Kelly asked Attorney General Jeff Sessions for a letter of resignation, which Jeff Sessions has basically turned in. He's expected to be out of his office by the end of the day, which actually should be right about now. And they're saying that he resigned to be polite. But yeah, he got fired by Trump. And Sessions' chief of staff, Matthew Whitaker, is now the acting Attorney General for the United States. We don't know if that's going to be permanent or not, but we'll see what he's going to do. He is a lawyer. He is a Republican. So he may be a little bit more willing to take the Department of Justice in a direction against some of these Democrats that were out there here. And certainly against all these former attorney generals who are all tangled up with HSBC drug money laundering and all these other crimes coming out of, Arkansas in the 1980s, the consulate in Benghazi, Hillary's email server. There's a big stink in there. I think I know what it is. I suspect espionage. We got to take a break for commercials and we'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're just now getting word that Acting Attorney General Whitaker is now directly in charge of the Mueller witch hunt. And that is significant because apparently in August of 2017, Whitaker penned an op-ed for CNN saying that Mueller's investigation of Trump is going too far, in which he argued the special counsel was roving outside of his jurisdiction to investigate Trump-Russia collusion, which was true. The special counsel law says that a special counsel is supposed to get focus on one alleged crime, which a regular Department of Justice investigation has indicated there is evidence to support, none of which happened. Rosenstein simply ginned this thing up out of thin air. So this may be the beginning of the end of the Mueller investigation. Now, Representative Gerald Nadler is already out there saying, we have to have an investigation. We have to find out what was behind Trump's firing of Attorney General Jeff Sessions here, which is kind of weird because a year ago, he was out there tweeting that Jeff Sessions had to resign as Attorney General because he couldn't possibly lead the Department of Justice to promote trust and the rule of law, which was certainly true. And that's what happened. But Representative Nadler, I need to remind you of something. The president has the authority to basically fire anybody he wants, and he doesn't have to come up with a reason. And certainly, I think the case can be made that Sessions has utterly failed as an attorney general. if you look at all the obvious crimes that were out there for which there was plenty of evidence, like the Uranium One deal, and how he ignored all of that to focus all his efforts on this Russia-Trump collusion theory for which there is zero evidence. After nearly 2 years and millions of dollars, they found nothing. I would have fired him a long time ago. All righty. So now somebody earlier was asking about the migrant horde. And apparently Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is basically reaffirming a claim that Middle Easterners are among those traveling in the Central American caravans currently making their way north of in hopes of getting across the border and seeking asylum in the United States. So in an interview with Fox News, Nielsen said, "We absolutely see people from the Middle East, from Southeast Asia, from other parts of the world. They are not just from Central America." Now, remember, there are several nations that Trump has issued a ban on immigration from, which, again, under Title VIII, he's got the authority to do that. So we'll see what's going to happen on that. As of last count, there are four separate caravans. I imagine, though, that as they get close to the U.S. border, they're going to split up and basically try and get across at multiple locations to get past the Border Patrol, the National Guard, and whatever military is still down there. But again, the Army is down there deploying razor wire, the really nasty coiled stuff. And we'll see what's going to happen. But again, you know, the migrant horde, they could like strip a house of some boards and throw those across the razor wire and get across that way. So we'll see here. All right, let's get on back here. Conflict zones. Let's talk about the conflict zones. There are so many. Story coming out of Al-Masdar News. The U.S. is going to step up their efforts to combat Iran in Syria and Iraq. So now they're trying to shift the blame because the U.S. isn't doing very well in Syria. The Iraqis want the Americans to leave. And it's not, of course, because the Americans are there and, you know, behaving badly. It's all the fault of Iran. How dare Iran militarily intervene in Syria and Iraq? Those are our playgrounds, saith the United States government. And, you know, it's our job to go around to these other countries and invade them and change their governments. And how dare Iran, let alone Russia, interfere with that? It's against the rules that we just made up. So they're building the rhetoric against Iran. Over in Yemen, British-backed Saudi bombing has destroyed Oxfam facilities in Yemen. Apparently, the Saudi government is using British intelligence to destroy British aid facilities in Yemen paid for by the British taxpayers. And this is like food supplies, hospitals, aid programs, all being destroyed. Now, the British aid is a vital lifeline. And Saudi Arabia, using British intelligence where all this stuff was located, has gone on in and destroyed it. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And One America News is now reporting that Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein will offer his resignation within the next 48 hours. And maybe they're trying to space it out so it doesn't look like it's a purge, but that's exactly what's going on. And you need to remember Rod Rosenstein was the guy who suggested wearing a wire to meetings with Donald Trump to try and catch him saying something that would allow them to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove the president. So long, Rod, and don't let the door hit your butt on the way out here. Getting on back to the war zones here, and specifically to Yemen, the United Arab Emirates-backed forces, the Yemeni forces, have achieved a major advance in western Yemen after a fierce battle with the Houthis inside Hodeidah. And apparently they have succeeded in actually entering the city now. And led by the Yemeni Republican Guard, who is on the side of the Western powers wanting to impose a puppet government, these UAE forces broke through the Houthis lines in southern Hodeidah, paving the way for their troops to enter the city for the first time. So it's definitely, definitely getting bad. Now, Donald Trump has come on out saying that he wants to create a Middle East strategic alliance, which they're calling MESA, which would be an Arab NATO-like alliance specifically to confront Iran. Trump is trying to get all the other nations in the Middle East to gang up on whooping Iran. And I don't know how far he is going to get with that. I'm sure that UAE and Saudi Arabia will come on board. Saudi Arabia has viewed Iran as a challenge to their regional political power. But the other nations around there, I don't see a lot of enthusiasm for that. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is allowing Iran to continue to export oil to their eight largest customers, meaning these eight customers were going to ignore the sanctions anyway. And so the U.S. has to make it look like it's their idea and with their permission. Qatar is providing temporary support to 50,000 impoverished Gaza families as mediators continue to try and create a truce between Hamas and Israel. This is coming from Agent France Press. Now, obviously, Israel wants Hamas to go. They want Gaza under the control of the Palestinian Authority, which is under the control of Israel. And, of course, everybody's pushing the deal of the century, which Israel's fully on board with, which would compel the Palestinians to surrender their internationally recognized right of return to the homes and villages taken from them during the creation of the state of Israel. And I don't think the Palestinians are going to go for that. I don't think Hamas is going to go for that. But it's nice for Qatar to step on in and try and ease the suffering of all those people. Over in the Western Pacific, the United States and Japan are apparently planning a military response to what they're describing as China's incursion of the disputed islands, in this case, the Senkaku Islands. And they're saying China has incurred into these islands. No, they haven't. It's called the South China Sea for a reason. And at the end of World War II, I mean, Japan during World War II conquered these islands, drove the Chinese out. At the end of World War II, which Japan lost, the Cairo Convention gave these islands back to China. And this Cairo Convention was signed by all the victorious powers in World War II, including the United States. So they really aren't disputed, and China isn't incurring into these islands. They are their islands, and they're building them up, which China likes to do. And for that matter, so does Japan. Japan's really big on creating artificial islands. They do these monstrous landfills with all their trash, and they build things on them, like airports. So it's something that they do. But the U.S. and Japan are planning a military operation to basically take the islands back for Japan. They're going to replay World War II, which is going to be kind of interesting here. Okay, we all know about Khashoggi, and it was a huge deal. It turns out there's been another Saudi journalist, Turki bin Abdul Aziz al-Jasser, and apparently he died while being tortured in detention by Saudi Arabia. This is being reported in the New Khalij. But since he wasn't a U.S. resident writing for the Washington Post, who cares? Just another journalist here. So apparently, al-Jasser was arrested and tortured because Saudi authorities claimed that he was running the Twitter account Cash Cool, which disclosed human rights violations committed by the Saudi authorities and the royal family. So he was arrested apparently last March, and he's had a very rough time since then. Now, this next story ought to raise the hairs on the back of your neck. And the story is coming out of Global Research up in Canada. They do really good work. And Trump has made a statement basically saying that he welcomes the age of usable nuclear weapons. And what they talk about when they talk about usable nuclear weapons are the smaller tactical nukes, not the big multi-megaton city busters, but the little itty-bitty nuclear bombs that are used to take out, a military base or the center of a city. They're still nuclear weapons. They're still very powerful. They're still much more powerful than what was used on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. But because they're not these multi-megaton bombs, it's considered okay to use them. So Trump is already starting to chip away at the no first use policy. And this is alarming coming on Donald Trump's decision to simply pull out of the 1987 agreement with the Soviet Union over the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. So Bolton is out there saying, yes, it's going to be a good thing. It's time we got to see a real mushroom cloud instead of watching those movies from the 1950s. Okay. As you know, there is a vast sum of money that goes into the intelligence agencies, all of them, CIA, FBI, NSA, and much of this is black budget money. You, the American public, who are paying for all this, you're not supposed to know how much is being spent on the intelligence community or where it's going or what it's paying for. What program? It's all national security. It's all national security. Now, Stephen Aftergood of the Federation of American Scientists Project on Government Secrecy was basically saying that what exactly is going on, it's hard to say. Are there new program leads? Are there new acquisitions? It could be new operations or collection programs. We don't know, and we're not supposed to know. One of the things that we do know is that, at least as far as the NSA is concerned, Israel gets the raw take on every single telephone intercept in this country. There are no filters, meaning they are able to listen to your phone calls, your girlfriend's phone calls, the phone calls of your congressional representatives, the phone calls of your local government, the phone calls of your employers, whatever they want, they can look at. There's no control whatsoever. You're basically paying the bill for Israel to spy on you, is what's going on here. Over on the economic news, and I hate to say I told you so, actually, no, I rather enjoy it. But the Bank of England has now refused Venezuela's request to return $550 million in gold. And they're using as an excuse anti-money laundering measures and saying that, as far as they know, the Venezuelan government just wants to get their hands on the gold. That they want to use it to evade this or that. The reality is the Bank of England probably doesn't have that gold to send back. All of these gold bullion depositories are suspect. And again, going back to America's Book of Secrets, we basically covered that situation, where these gold bullion depositories, the New York Federal Reserve, J.P. Morgan, the Bank of France, the Bank of England, have been rehypothecating other people's gold, which is crooked, proves that Jesse James is right. The real outlaws are the bankers. And these gold depositories, they're supposed to work like a safety deposit box at your bank. You go to the bank, you rent a safety deposit box, you're paying rental on it, and you put things into it. Backup disks, passports, your mother's bracelet, your Aunt Mary's top secret chocolate chip cookie recipe, whatever. And then at some point down the road, you are able to go back into the bank, open up that box, and take out exactly the same items that you put in. Unfortunately, as Germany found out, that's not what's going on. When Germany asked to get their gold back, what they were handed were gold bars other than the ones that Germany had put on in there, and it turned out they were less pure. And that's not the way that it's supposed to work. So I remember when I put this story up earlier in the week, when Venezuela wanted their gold returned, and I said, good luck getting it. So the Bank of England is simply saying, no, we are not giving you back your gold. So imagine going to the bank and you go to the safety deposit box vault and the bank employee says, I'm sorry, I can't let you in there. We have new rules. You're not allowed to take back your stuff. You can stand across the room and we'll open the box and you can take a look. And we'll show you stuff that sort of kind of maybe looks like what you put on in there, but you're not allowed to take it out. That's exactly what's going on with the Bank of England. And they're using anti-money laundering laws as an excuse to not give back Venezuela their gold. So for those of you who are listening in Great Britain or the United Kingdom or who do business with the Bank of England, you might want to rethink that. Now, Iran and South Korea have agreed to direct cross-currency trade. They're dumping the dollar. And this is another indication that South Korea is starting to move away from the United States. So South Korea and Iran, they're using their national currencies and trade exchanges. And this is actually going to strengthen relations between the two countries, despite the U.S. sanctions on Iran. I think Moon Jae-in and Kim Jong-un are, in fact, moving toward reunification. And they don't care if the United States officially ends the Korean War or not. They're basically taking it apart from inside here. Now, SWIFT, the global transaction processing system, has caved into U.S. pressure. Trump was threatening to sanction them. They're defying the European Union by cutting off all the Iranian banks. And SWIFT is saying this step, while regrettable, has been taken in the interest of the stability and integrity of the wider global financial system. Meaning they don't want any more sanctions coming in from the United States. What is going to happen is that Iran is going to start working with one of the alternative systems. That's all that's going to happen. And this is going to lead to more countries also signing on to these alternative systems. In caving into the United States, SWIFT is basically sowing the seeds of its own eventual demise. Alrighty, as far as Iran is concerned, as I mentioned earlier in the show, Trump is allowing Iran to continue to export oil to their eight largest customers. So he's not going to get his zero oil exports. And Iran, of course, wants to continue exporting oil to other countries as well. And they've hit upon a very simple approach to this, because as you know, modern commercial shipping, they have tracking systems, and there are websites you can go to where you can see where ships are anywhere on the globe. And Iran's ships are basically turning off their trackers. They're turning off their transponders and their satellite links, and it basically makes the ships impossible to track other than by eyeball. Now, I know there are surveillance satellites up there in orbit that are looking straight down, but if they can't see the marks on the side of the hull, or if they can't see what flag is being flown, and how easy would it be for the ship's captains to put up the flag of a different nation while they're in international waters, it's going to be very hard. So it's a low-tech approach, but it's probably going to work here. Now, as you know, Goldman Sachs is finally after all these years, looking at criminal charges involving the one MDB probe. And so Goldman is lawyering up. They're hiring the best, most politically connected attorneys for their legal team. Not so that they're going to go into court and do a really bang up job saying they didn't do it, but so that these politically connected lawyers can go to the parties and talk to other politicians and say, look, let Goldman off. You know, they didn't really mean to do well. Anyway, we got to take a break for commercials and we'll be right back.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Coming up here on the top of the hour, and a reminder that, again, hour number three is going to be a repeat. We're going to play the interview we did with Layla in Ontario because of her incredible body of knowledge. And I did get a lot of emails about her and what a great guest she was. So we're going to be replaying that. And then after that, please stick around. for John Stadmiller. Okay, Elon Musk is out there basically taking a very dim view of artificial intelligence, and he's actually echoing some of the concerns I have, saying that we don't know what they're learning. And some of these AI systems are not behaving very well because we don't know what's going on inside them. And so Elon Musk is out there. So we need to be very careful about where we're going with it and what we allow it to do. And right now, artificial intelligence, it's a buzzword. Everybody loves to use it. Oh, we've got artificial intelligence in here. And I think there is a legitimate concern, and a lot of science fiction writers have mentioned this over the years, about intelligent machines going in directions that are not necessarily in humankind's best interests. And we do need to be careful. Now, Google is admitting their new Pixel 3 has a memory bug that causes it to crash. They're saying a fix is still weeks away. Why are these things not getting fully tested before they're sent to the retailers? That's become a major problem with American manufacturing. Oh, we're going to send stuff out there and it's not working, but don't worry, you've got a guarantee. I don't want a guarantee. I want reliability. That piece of paper, does not reassure me this is a good product. And if you're out there using whatever product that you have bought someplace like out in the wild, having it fail on you is not a good thing. Now, I think a good example of that lax attitude is in this next story, because as you know, recently there was a deadly Boeing 737 MAX 8 crash in Indonesia, and apparently Boeing looked into what was going on and saying that there is a problem, that erroneous readings from the jet's flight monitoring system can cause the planes to abruptly dive. That's going to be a thrill for the passengers and the flight crew, I think. And again, I think there's an issue where flight crews on these aircraft are so dependent on the automated systems. They need more training on just flying stick and rudder, of just turning off that instrument panel and just saying, how do we get this thing on the ground safely? Okay, there's the music. I got to go take Claire to the doctor. Stay tuned for the interview with Layla. Stay tuned after that with John Stadmiller. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Please donate to whatreallyhappened.com. And we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.